up on this thing and talk a little bit about it. The nakuda that he was saying over here was that Riyasas HaNolad is a certain tfisa of, because you don't see, because you're not hemmed in by physical mechitzas, therefore your vision is unlimited. You can see endlessly. Just like the marshal, if a person's in a place without a lot of objects, he can only see objects. In a place that doesn't have any things, he can see very far. Things that are very chumrious, blocked the view. Things that are extremely thin, or glass, which is a kind of, it's the head of something very refined, doesn't block the view, and so on. I want to move this over to another Indian. Rav Hutner has a beautiful maima in Purim. He speaks about the roch ol after aretz yisshua zolikenu, the Indian of what's the roch ol after aretz yisshua zolikenu. So the word after aretz means the far extremes of the world, and he speaks about the nekuda he talks about is the distinction between rishus and mitzvah. There are two marachis of inyanim of mitzvahs. There's a maracha of mitzvahs and averis, and there's a maracha that's called rishus. Now, the mitzvahs and the pashta, I guess the way the Welt calls them, mitzvahs and averis are called mitzvahs and averis. Rishus says, the kilo kashbach doesn't care, or whatever it is. It's like, it's not, neither mitzvah nor averis. He says it's wrong, Hagdara, and Betan Bar Tanya says it in his Eifin, quite at the beginning, when he speaks about Mutan Asa. He says, the Rambam says that the greatest tzivui, the most profound maimar in all the Pirkei Avos is Kol Ma'aseh L'Shem Shemayim, and it's built on the pasuk B'chol Drechecha De'ehu V'Yasher Chasecha. So the B'chol Drechecha De'ehu means that the world of mitzvah and avera, there's a very immediate sense of ruchnius versus anti-ruchnius. So when you have a chafetz that is falls under the realm of mitzvah and avera, you classify the here and the now as either mitzvah or avera. Rambam says when he in Shmoneh Prakim, when he speaks about the build-up, when he speaks about the divrei rishus, he says all divrei rishus need to lead up to an oifin of mitzvah. In other words, the b'chol drachecha de'ehu tells me that I'm tefis an object. Kol maser l'shem shemayim tells me that I can have maisim that are mitzvah atzma mitzvah, and I can have maisim that are l'shem shemayim. It's where they're headed to that the same shemayim. So the side of kiyum of rishus lies in this union of the tzivah of the ehu. So the world of mitzvahs naveris is the world of the good here and now, and the world of rishus is the world where things will be. The Maral says when he speaks about klum maizu bol yotcha, and he said mos purim and mos spaka is halfuli, and he says one is complete ruchnis, one's complete kashmis, one's physical, one's completely away. Mos purim, in other words, sudas purim is something that of all the sudas of the Yotayim has the most rishus type of nekuda to it, and it weren't kevet of it's a malacha. In other words, Purim has a tzura and a signoin of rishus, and therefore it falls under the malchus of L'shem Shemayim, the Kol Maaseh Hu L'shem Shemayim. So he says in when there are nisim begolui, the difference between the two marachas is nisim begolui are very powerful, but they're megala on the here and the now. That's the metzias of nisim begolui. In Megillas Esther, one can only be tefis the nes by looking at the where it led to. The tefis of the nes was only mitzad A leading to B, leading to C, and so on and so forth. So the oracle after Eretz Yisrael Lekenu means that all the halakim of the Bria, you know, the thing which is furthest will also deherit, because the side of dehering things as they where they're going to becomes the cook of the Bria. That's a maimer that he says, a short maimer that he speaks about. I want to broaden it a bit about Bechlal, the Yaakov and Esav. It says that Yaakov and Esav, he comes with his koyach. Yaakov, they were fighting a mocham of two olamis. So the pashta pshat olam haz and olam habasam. It's as if they're side by side, and olam haz is one tzur, olam haz is another tzur, and you pick which one you want. But the emes is that it's not like that. The metzias of Olam Hazeh is the metzias that's tangible now. And that's why it's called Olam Hazeh. It's not just b'mikra we're here now, and if when we'll be in Olam Haba, we're going to say faket Olam Ahu and Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is Olam Hazeh be'etzim, because the things are nitfas kefis metzias as now. It says that Ein Adayin al Mashen Avroyas, Beshah he was a tzaddik, even though it says Moshe looked and saw that no good will come out of the Mitzrim, Lasid Lavay. That's a different tfisa. But the tfisa of din is whatever's in front of you. If a woman is Behiroyan and she chayev misa, you kill her. You don't say, well, she's potentially have a child who you wouldn't kill, so why would you kill now? You always go, this world's tfisa is here and now. That is the tfisa of Olam Hazeh, mitzad its teichen. Olam Haba, its tfisa is always the herring, what's coming out of something that I can stand now and be oimed on what will be. The Esav, Yaakov told Esav, Mishra li kayoim choyresecha. It the pshat was he was telling him he was playing on the nekuda that Esav's weak point. He told Esav in the hayoim the choyre is not worth anything. It has no value. Esau said, "Hina neche hoylech lomus," means the only thing he could see in front of him is the wall of Misa. So the furthest we can see in this world is Misa. So Esau's statement, "Hina neche hoylech lomus," is correct. He's saying, "I can't see beyond Misa," because that's the Metzias HaKayemis, and that's the Metzias that surrounds one. And that's my Metzias, that's my Emes. And that's why Nezir HaDashim is certainly better than anything else. It's not the Velt answer was a Mekach Tos. It's not a Mekach Tos. The prayer was obviously Baloilam, and this is a Baloilam. In Halacha, the Nezir HaDashim is, in our Halacha, in our Chesh Mishpat, Nezir HaDashim is worth money, and Dovashay Baloilam is worth nothing. Maybe whatever, but mitzad shocharach, you can't sell things that don't have a metzias now. Even if you hold, you can sell them. But the reality that forms the shares of this world is are the things of the now. So when he told the first prayer, he said, it means in the framework of Hayyim, Bechayra has no value, and the Zirat Hashem is worth. The Yaakov Tfisa was mitzad the Olam Haba, so he was seeing what would be there in the future. He said, Esav. This is brought to my mind. By Esav, he told him that, I'll catch up with you. He told him that I'm going to, you just hurry up and I'll pass you. I'll get to you. He told him, I'll just see Pasuk here. Rashi, so to speak, asks, what's the pshat? He's lying. He had no intention of going to Sira, and Yaakov was Ishemes. So Rashi says, and he says that Rashi is in a double lashon. Oma, in daita lasas diro yamtin ad yovetzloi, v'hu loy halach, and he didn't go. So he's lying. Ve'ema sayelich, b'imei ha-mashiach, sh'nema v'ol mashiach v'atzin l'shpeitas ha-reisav. So Rashi says, in Yaakov language, he went there. Because if I'm starting out now with a kavana, Asid Lava is for him a mitzvah kayemis, and that's why his statement in Yaakov Shprach stands correct. In Esav Shprach, it doesn't stand correct. There's tremendous oimik. It says by that Ace of Yaakov was really the b'chayr. And they give a mashal, if you put two stones in, and one stone, stone you put in first, this sits on the bottom, and when it comes out the other way. There are two tfisas. There's the tfisa mitzad, the kavana, what did you put in first? And the tfisa mitzad, the mitzias, what actually is there first? The intention is for the second one, and the Metzias is the first one. So in the world of Metzias, Esav is first. And that's why Esav came out complete, because there's no such thing as coming out to develop into something else. His world was the world of physical Metzias, therefore everything is palpable. Yaakov's Metzias was a Metzias of headed towards Shleimus, going towards Shleimus, and therefore that Metzias is going ahead, and it's what the plan was. L'chatchila, when you planted it, what did you have in mind? The Yud of Yaakov, Rashi says that the Yud is Hashem Amachshava Oz Yashir Oz Olo Beliboy. Loshir, the Yud of Yaakov, the Yud of Yudkei Vovkei of Havaya, is the Bechina that the Yud is always, Yud is the main letter of Asit. Because whatever you have in mind is it, to be there, that Shtolzach Tzu in the world of Asitus. Whatever is there is the Metzias of the Olam Hazeh. What you had in mind, and what you had in terms of Tachlis and so on, that belongs to the world of Asid Lavi. It's also the reason, the interplay between Rachel and Leah, and Yaakov's attitude. Since since Rachel was the Kavana and Leah was a Chetimsa, so Leah has the Bechaira mitzad the Metzias. Rachel has the mitzad Bechaira mitzad the Mechuvin. And that's why Yaakov favored Rachel and Rachel's children, because Rachel was the one that he worked for the longest. Rachel was the one that took the longest to get there. Leah had the Bechaira mitzad the Metzias, and Rachel had the Bechaira mitzad the Asidus. She was the one that he wanted for. That's where Shifa was, and it took longer to get there. It's very interesting. There's Adgosh in the Torah by Amalek, Ashekarcha Baderech. That he hit Klal Yisrael when they were on the road. The Bashar Pshat is that something that's very, when a person is traveling, he's at his weakest. It's the most easiest to be again him and so on. The Zohar Kodesh says that the Amalek is a Chav Yibisha. I think the Lashon of the Michmar Be'Madrachim Be'Urcha. It's a bad Nachash that hides on the roads. The side of the derech is a makom yishuv, is a makom of a metzias. Drachim is kol drachim becheska sakana. A derech is always measured by where it's going to. After Israel, you have all the streets like that. There's Derech Yafo, Derech Yerushalayim, and Derech Chevron, and Derech this, and Derech Shechem. In other words, the Derech is always, its Metzias is its endpoint. Even when you're going, when a person is in a Yishuv, I am now in Yerushalayim, I'm now in Tel Aviv. That's where I am. In a Derech, the derech is nikra al shem where it goes to, derech afrasa, and so on and so forth. So the makom friction in a makom of yishuv and kaisel vala the mosam and tveimur sedemur, that's not where there's the friction between Esav Amalek and kaisel. The ikar friction lies in when they're traveling. In other words, the fact that they don't have a Metzias now, but they have a Metzias that will be there, that's where it strikes. You see that even Klal Yisrael, when they went out of Mitzrayim, it's interesting, they were yoinik from what is going to be. When he said Bama Eda, and he told him, when he told them, who am I that should take that should go to Paris and say so? Vayeima, because Baba said, ki eye imach, I will be with you. That when you go out of Mitzrayim, they will worship me in this place. And it doesn't make sense. He asked them, I need a simon to present myself to them. And you're telling me that I should tell them that I will save them. But Rashi says he's answering a different kasha. You asked what schus b'shesha alta mas schus yesh Yisrael sheyitzim Mitzrayim. Dove godel yeshi al hitzor zu sheyasidim l'kaper laharazer v'sar shos chadashim. So it's a kind of a stira. He's asking him, what schus do I have for going out? So he's asking question on a other, and he tells him, this is the schus that they will go to Mitzrayim. It's like Lamasho, if I ask you to lend me $1 million because I want to open up a business, I think it will be fantastic. And I tell you, I'm hesitant to let $1 million go. Do you have any collateral? I say, sure. And when the business goes, it's going to be worth millions and millions of dollars. Here's your collateral. People actually did it, and that's why that's been part of the when they had the junk bond, so-called, when they collapsed. People financed buying something with the future profits. So that's something that's hefech metzias. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them that Klal Yisrael is going to go out because of what they will do, and because they live with what they're going to do. If they're shayer for something, if they're headed towards something, that becomes their metzias as well. Even the Nekudah says Ashekar Chabaderech. It's very interesting. To Rashi says Ashekar Chab means Miloshen Keri, Miloshen Tuma. The word Keri, meaning Mikra, like Mikra Laila. The word in Telchum Keri, meaning that you're going to Techim Bekeri, meaning that you're going to say it's all Mikra. And the word also over here, where he says, Rashi says, Loshen Mikra, Davacha Loshen Keri Bituma. So Keri Bituma is still a little to understand. But what does it mean, Mikra? I mean, it's very, very nice. It's a nice Musa thing that they said everything is Mikra, they didn't say Sashkaf, but well, what's the Oymek of saying that they were Mikhinas Mikra and so on? Whenever you look at something, only Mitzad, it's Mitzis HaKayemis, then it's Mikra. Unless it's a Nes, it's Mikra. The Achashverosh called in Esther. It happens. It happens that, even though you're coming out of an appointment, you get in. There's nothing at any one point. At any one point, there is nothing but Mikra. Mikra Mitzias is only when you see that it's heading towards someplace. It's only if you see a kavana machshav behind it that there's a haskah of mikra and it falls under the giri hashkacha. So, Klal Yisrael, when they're going baderech, they're the most vulnerable, because any place you stop them in the derech, then that mikra, the musik of keri and tumas keri as being related to mikra, as mikra laila and so on, it's the same thing. When a person, the inyan of zivug is the inyan of asidus, that a person is living with his wife in order to bring about a dar. It's a zriya. It's something which is being mazriya to bring something out. So in the world of zivug, The Zriya is kol kuloi future. It's kol kuloi l'shem, the future. In the world of Keri, it's kol kuloi now. There's an extraordinary haskar from... Here's something which is supposed to be kol kuloi future, and a person makes it kol kuloi present. I once... the Volga has, he has a letter in his, in Ali Shur. In the beginning, he has like three letters to a bachar. Sort of an intimate voice. One is about kinna, another one is about finding yourself socially and so on. Ikilu, a type of topic you would talk to a bach about in a private format, and he has one on the union of Kedusha and so on. And the point that he makes is that a person's guf, the person's guf is kol kuloi shayach to his metzias now. I have hands and feet and a mouth and a nose for the here and the now. That's the tachos of it. I have one eva whose tachos is for hapa, for the next generation, for the future. When a person is the tumas keri is that the person turns it into the here and the now, and from asidus he makes mikra out of it, because anything that lives in the here and now is mikra. There's no one point that you can freeze in time and say there's hashkacha. Hashkacha means there's a step that leads to a step that leads to a step that leads to a step. That's what hashkacha means. But this is something which is mufkif hashkacha, because it's just this picture. It's mashal ma'adav adayma. If I show a person a plot, can't be shown in a photograph. It can only be shown in a film, because the plot lies in the unfolding of something. So the strong milchama between Esav and Yaakov, it's the sheirishtike milchama of Tev and Bria, is Shnei Lamis. Kadosh Baruch Hu created Kibukah Hashem Tzur Lamim. What the hay created this world, what the Yud created the world to come. The hay of this world is Kulei Metzias. The Maral speaks about the hay. The hay is most spread out ice. It's Metzias is as it is now. That's the hay. The Yud is an akuda. The Yud is something which Losh Kozak said before, is Asher Machshava, Oz Yashir. Rashi says, Oz Yashir. It's because he will. Rashi says the Yud is Hashem the Machshava, all of the Machshava. Rashi says, Rashi's saying an Oimek, not Rashi. He's saying that the future. What does it mean? I mean, if you think about it, it's a tremendous Oimek. Rashi says the Yud is Hashem Machshava. What does he mean? If I tell you that tomorrow this building is going to collapse. Now, or if I tell you that tomorrow I'm going to drive to New York. So, what is that statement? When I speak of a future, what's that statement? Is it nevuah? So, it could be nevuah, and in which case it has no shaitas to the grammar, and to, I mean, you expect the grammar to be built without nevuah. Let's say, Lamosho, I see the cracks in a building, and I see that they're getting ready. It's at a massive where normally this takes, there's a process going on where it takes a day for it to collapse. So I'm not predicting the future. I'm telling you the present. I can tell you my clock tomorrow is going to say 6:20 in 24 hours. Of course it'll say 6:20 in 24 hours, because it's now. That material's now. When I use the yud and I say I will do X tomorrow, that is that's something which is, it means I'm intending to do this and this and this. He's intending to do this. That's what exists today as regards tomorrow is a machshava. So a person mitzad is a goof. Lives with it today, the Metzias Kayemis. If a person doesn't have water today, he can't say, well, tomorrow I'm going to drink plenty of water. He's going to dry up. Mitzad his Pnimius, he can live from tomorrow. And he can be Yonik from tomorrow, like Chayzel was Yonik. But that has to be his mitzvahs as well. So for a person who's mikushim, who's kula mikushim, that's his mitzvahs, then there is no rias v'neilad, and there's no sense of being able to touch with tomorrow, and b'meila, that mitzvahs are not kayim. Those inyanim of asid lavoi, the whole musik of asid lavoi, is not shaykh. So a person who has a finer sense of things lives with the tomorrow already because he doesn't have so many mesachim, he doesn't have so many such physical things between him and the tomorrow. He sees the road straight down the horizon and where it goes to. So we're talking about two different mitzvahs, and in a certain shayrishtik way, that's the hebel between Amalek and Klai Yisrael. Any questions?
Yeah. There's a medrash in the Yalkut Shimoni and elsewhere where the medrash says, Ma rosa esta lemer umacher esta chedvar hamelech. And the medrash says, Shekol zare shel amalek limudim hem lipel b'mocher. So, what Rabbi is saying now is it just that if we are living in a world of an osid, which is, you know, we have the right mechuvan, then if we're focused towards the future, that's the way to be miskaber. But if we're shaykh to the rega, you know, to the Reishis Geim Amalek, then there'll be menatzeach over us.
It's very much true. Let's apply to something very modern and contemporary. They asked the Chaznish once about the Tzionim and this and that and fighting them. He said the Tzionim are not a problem because they were guys that curse on themselves, cloy on themselves. No, they don't have children and they don't reproduce anything. Our daiga is for ourselves. In other words, if a person, people in America in the 50s, people looked around and the conservative movement was growing tremendously and they seemed to fill up all the places and this and that. And there were people who were Orthodox, and they gave up. They kind of joined because they realistically realized that the future is this. If we always have to understand that Ra always exists for the Rega, and the Macher. But we have to live in that sense that if we're shaykh to the world of Emes, then the Macher is shaykh to it, and we should look less at what's happening now and a lot more at where we're going to, which we know what's the direction we're going to.
Right.
Okay, Freilich and Purim.
Freilich and Purim.
Next week, Tuesday, I think, would also, I need to go Wednesday, so Tuesday, Mr. Shemin, it's 5 to
Adam?
Yeah.
Okay, call
me. Freilich
and Purim, everybody.
Call me.